Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. Come in. Welcome, especially to the newcomers to the Secret Vibe tribe. We're going to talk about vibratory language that women give off that actually freaks men out of wanting to secure a commitment. That's what we're going to talk about today. But first of all, I must check in with you as to your vibe. What kind of vibe are you projecting? Listen, leave your complaints at the door. I want you to focus on what you want. Okay, just to get you straight back into alignment so you start attracting all the good stuff. So why do men get rattled? Why do they kind of freak out of wanting a commitment with a woman? Well, I'm going to share my experience and my opinion on that this day. So when we think about dating and courtship, what is the purpose of dating and courtship? It's about collecting data about the other person. It's about finding out whether that person meets your needs and whether you meet their needs. Okay, it's almost like you're entering into a contract. You're feeling each other out. It's not about it being solely on one person's terms. It's about both of you meeting together where both your terms are met. It might not be everything on your, you know, the list in your mind of how you want to feel in a relationship. Some things you know that you can compromise on. For example, you know, him leaving the toilet seat up. But really, this is a orchestrated dance that you play with each other, you parlay to find out if you can both meet on the same page and have fun with it and enhance each other's lives. So this is the process of dating and courtship. And whilst you're actually playing that game, as it were, you get to that point, some of you get to that point, where the guy takes the lead and he asks for exclusivity in the relationship. Now, ladies, I know that some of you want to jump the gun, or some of you do jump the gun, and you try to take the lead at this point, especially you ladies who say that you want a masculine man. But you don't want to allow him to take the lead. That's the problem. Allow the man to take the lead. So how does this kind of story play out? Well, first of all, the guy meets a beautiful woman in his eyes. He finds her very attractive. And he loves her je ne sais quoi. Which is, I don't know what, but there's something about this woman that just, him. You know, there's that chemistry. He loves her independent vibe. He loves her elusive aura. Can't quite get her. And it leaves a really great impression with him. He can read her vibe. And he's looking at her and he thinks to himself, she's independent, this one. She doesn't need me, but I feel that I can enhance her. I feel that we can have something good going. I want to know more about her. And this is his thoughts. He's thinking, I want her to like me for who I am. I want to get to know her better. And that's good, right? That's a very, very good start. And so he starts to date, she starts to date with the intention to get to know the other person better. Now, everything's going great until the woman starts probing him with questions about his plans for the future in regard to her. She wants to know what his intentions are. In that moment, what has she done, especially if it's just about 2 or 3 weeks in the relationship? His response to her is, look, let's just take time just to get to know one another slowly. I would say organically, but that's what he means, right? Let's get to know each other slowly and let's just see where this leads. Let's take one day at a time. And that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? It makes perfect sense. You're getting to know one another. And what you might find at this stage is that one person likes the other more than the other. That's often the case, isn't it? And then at some point you meet in the middle. But in the early stage of this dating dance, as it were, when a man actually says that to a woman, look, let's just take it day by day, let's see where this goes, she can actually interpret that as rejection. And then what she does is she then seeks to press him, chase him for more reassurance, for more verbal reassurance. And then this is where she then starts to browbeat him with questions like, where do you see this relationship going? You know, what intentions do you have for us? You know, I just need to know where I stand because I don't want to feel as if I'm being used. And this is only like 2-3 weeks into the relationship. Wow, right? In my book, She's Got That Vibe, I refer to it as the delusional relationship. So I just want you to just think about that for a moment. In that moment, what have you done? You've actually given away, as a woman that is, you've given away your power. And you're being completely irrational at that point. And the reason why you're not going to get the response that you're looking for is because the guy is actually operating on his own time clock. Okay? The same way that you are. And so, because he's operating on his own time clock and feeling his way through the relationship, just like yourself, and feeling his way through as to whether you're the kind of woman that he wants to be with. Commitment or exclusivity is something that he is going to bring up. And he'll do that after maybe 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. Let's say on average 3 to 6 months, right? Because a lot of women don't actually want to wait that long. We've got our own internal body clock going on, right? And what they do is they bring it up after just a few weeks into the relationship. 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Now I'm going to say something really important here and I really want to hone in on it. And I really want you to catch this. A man must feel as if you want him for himself, that you desire him for who he is as a man before he commits to you. And in his mind, he sees it as this, there is no way that you can know who he is in such a short time frame. So he begins to think, you know what, this person has an agenda here. It's not about me. It's not about me. And so you see a man being very rational. Yeah. He sees it as it has nothing to do with being commitment phobia. He just sees it as he's being sensible. It has nothing to do with seeing, you know, other women. A man, just like us women, we want to feel that was special to you. That you love that person for who they are. That you fall for that person for the uniqueness of who he is. You know it, ladies. You want a man to love you for who you are. And that takes time, right? A man wants to feel like, you know, he's got it going on. And that you're not going to be that woman who just wants to be with a guy or any type of guy just to fill a void. And so when I describe it in my queen diagram, and you can visit valerieacampbell.com/queen, I describe where the woman is on the steps. The man has her as the queen on the throne. And she so much loses her appeal when she climbs off of her throne, takes the lead, steps into masculine energy, and starts pursuing him and browbeating him with questions like that. Where do you see this relationship going? Because what it serves to do, it serves to make him back off. Sometimes the man can't even articulate exactly why he's feeling repelled by you. And so this is the number one reason why men will actually back off from you. This is why you need to seem, even if in your mind you're completely made up that this is the guy, you have to come across as you're allowing him that space to make up his mind too. That's respectful, that he knows what is good for him, and you trust him to know what is good for him. Because he wants your search, as it were, to be thorough about him. Because you recognize the uniqueness of who he are, of who he is. And that you're not going to settle for second best. The thing is, if you're in a hurry, he no longer sees you as that confident woman, that elusive type creature that he saw the first time when he got that impression of you. He'll start to think differently of you. He'll start to think, you know what? This one, she's very insecure. She can't be alone in the fullness of who she is. That's why I say to you women that you need to focus on who you are and filling your cup up from within. So that you ooze that radiance. How do you fill your cup up from within? Focus on the gifts and the talents that you've been blessed with. Know what your purpose is and pursue it. And it's that radiance that makes him perceive you as one of a kind. That has that elusive nature about you. This one doesn't need me. That's what attracts him. So when his mindset switches and he starts to think, this one, she's insecure. She needs to fill a void. She has an agenda. She cannot be alone. You've now literally reversed his position from pursuing to actually backing off from you. And that's when he starts to look at you differently. What is her agenda? Because she couldn't possibly know who I am in this short space of time, this 2 to 4 weeks. What position am I filling? Because if it's not about me, maybe she actually just wants money. Maybe she just wants me to pay some bills for her. And so you see how this cycle begins when you don't allow a man to take the lead in a relationship. When you put pressure on a man to do things on your terms, as allowing him to come into his own terms, his own time frame, to determine whether you're the person for him. And so he looks at you when you behave like that, and he's thinking that your desire to secure a relationship has nothing to do with him personally. And then that's when the stalling tactics begin. That's when the stalling tactics begin. That's when you'll hear comments like, you know what, I just need some space right now. I need some space. Or, you know, you contact him and he'll say, you know, I'm really busy at work. That's a really common one, isn't it? I'm really, really busy at work right now. I'll catch you later. He's beginning to back off. He is backing off. Or here's one, before I can commit, I need to, you know, make sure that my circumstances change so that I can do this, and this and that. And you know, as women, we can feel the vibe. We can feel the vibe that he's backing off, that, you know, you're loosening your grip on him, that he's trying to get away from you. But what you don't realize is why that is. Because to the man, it will literally feel as if you've got a hold on him. Imagine someone is in front of you and you're holding onto their shoulders and you're trying to pull them forward to you. That person is naturally going to pull back because they want that space in between you and him. They need to be able to feel that tension between you and him. Remember, men are competitive creatures. Masculine energy is competitive. Competitive energy. And when you make it too easy by doing that, it's like, kind of kills it, right? It's one of those things that men, it's like they want it, but they don't want it. And that's why it's important to understand how men think. And so that's why you'll start to hear the words, oh, I'm really busy at work. Oh, I can't make it at that time. Or, yeah, catch you later. It's not you, it's me. That's a big one, isn't it? And then you come up, then you hear all of these crazy excuses, because a man, he doesn't want to hurt you. He'd rather jump off a mountain than come out direct and hurt you. And sometimes a man will actually tell you out straight. He'll tell you straight. But as a woman, sometimes you're just not listening to him. He'll actually say to you, I'm not ready right now. Right now, in this moment, I am not ready. He's telling you his truth. He's telling you his truth. But this is where you need to be mindful, ladies, because there is something that he may want right now. Not even may. Okay? And this is where, as women, you have to be discerning. Okay? This is where you have to know when to keep the cookie jar closed. That's when the most attractive word of no, no is the most attractive word to a man at that point. You see. And then the man begins to, you know, be a man. And it will still press for the cookie jar. And then in your mind, sometimes you think, okay, I can convince him. I can give him the greatest sex ever. That'll bind him to me. No, it won't, ladies. Men can easily separate sex and love. Two different things. We're wired differently. Men are testosterone creatures. We're estrogen progesterone creatures. Okay? We bond through sex. Men can just let off and they're fine. So accept where a man is at. Never try to push a relationship. And the thing is that anytime you try to maneuver for a position or try to move things along, the guy's actually gonna shift positions just as quickly. Okay? He's like an illusion. 1 minute he's there, then he's not. He's going to adapt. And this can go on for years. This can go on for years. You know, it's like that expression. Why would a man buy the whole of the ice cream truck when he can get the ice cream for free? Why would he do that? So as women, we have to definitely be more discerning. And at every junction of your relationship, as you grow with this person, as you grow with your guy, you have to train yourself to step out of your masculine energy, especially if you're that high-powered boss room lady. Don't be trying to boss it with him, okay? You have to make it seem as if it's his idea. You got to remember that men are hunters. You've got to allow him to lead the relationship forward. And you have to allow a man to pursue you until you catch him. And you know, as women, we can do that in the most subtlest of ways. You know, the nuances in which you can chase a man. And a man can pick up on your vibe so easily. He sees, he can feel what you're doing. So, for example, you've been going out for a few weeks and then you want to introduce him as just, oh, this is my friend such and such. But some of you ladies will put the word boyfriend there straight away. So think about it. What's the man thinking at this point? You're setting him up. He can read into it. He can read into the littlest of things. But as women, you want to give the impression that you are not decided as yet. Especially if he hasn't asked for exclusivity. You know, you've got to communicate with your body language that he doesn't have you 100%. You know, you've got to not be giving prolonged touches or, you know, lover's gazes where he can just feel like this woman is just all over me. Or what about, you know, when you, early on, the most obvious one, when you just confess to him that you love him within the first few weeks, the first couple of months. You don't love him. You don't love, well, maybe you might love the sex if you've gone there, but he doesn't feel as if you love him when you do that. And in your conversation, avoid the words like, oh, you know, you're my soulmate. You're my everything. I can see us going here. I can feel like we're just gonna, you know, run through the grass together and you know, all that kind of talk. Just leave it. You're pursuing and you are leading. Or what about those long voice messages or those long texts? No. Mirror him. You don't need to profess your love for the whole world to hear, for the whole world to see. This is a funny one. Don't give him framed pictures of yourself and say, oh, here's a picture, or send him messages with, you know, oh, I thought I'd just send you this picture of myself voluntarily. These are the little things that a guy picks up on. Don't try to give him speeches like, I'm really trustworthy, I'm so great, you know, I would never lie in a relationship, I wouldn't do this. You're selling yourself. Don't do all of that. Don't go to his house when he invites you round and try to, you know, be like some kind of Mary Poppins and start cleaning his house and trying to rearrange his furniture and, you know, doing, basically acting like the wife. You know, I always say, don't act like a wife.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.